everybody. Sorry I'm late. It took me an hour and a half from Plant City. Apparently there was a bad wreck on I-4 at like 6 a.m. and they shut the entire interstate down. So, yeah. I went 60 and it still took me an hour and a half to get here from Plant City. It was pretty bad. Pretty bad. So I need to say, being on time is one of my things, and I was freaking out. So I'm going to need to calm down here in just a minute. I've tried to keep it calm all the way in. But anyway, it's been a minute since we've been together, hasn't it? It's been a minute. Well, I'm going to start out today with a couple of announcements that I needed to cover, but then we're going to get into some worship just to, you know, kind of set the atmosphere and all of us just to kind of dial in with the Lord and hear from God. And we're going to talk about our values today. You're going to be hearing a lot more about vision and values, and it's going to be working into everything that we communicate, everything that we say and do, every time we teach. You know, there'll be something of our values or our vision in that. But I do have a couple of just announcements kind of things to let everybody know. I think everybody pretty much knows, but I just want to make sure they do. So we have three new interns who will be coming on as student coordinators. Nick will be at Plant City as a student coordinator, learning to be a student pastor. Deanna will be at the Tampa campus, also learning to be a student pastor. And Dominique will be working at both. So I think everybody knows y'all, right, I guess? Y'all stand up for a second so everybody knows y'all. Awesome. Y'all just keep standing so you feel awkward. Or just sit down and just don't do what I ask. But anyway, strike one. Anyway, they have done great in the internship, and you know, we see great things in their future. God doing great things in their future. And God is just, you know, as a lot of shifting has happened over this past year, and in that, God, we as executives have really just prayed a lot about staff and God, what are you doing, and what do you want to do with people? Just trying to lead open-handed, and you know, not trying to say this. Okay, this is what we're doing with them, but to hear the voice of the Lord and to follow, because this is His church, and He's building His team. And He's bringing people from all over to this team to create a movement here in Tampa. You know, the prophecy that Pastor read this weekend, God has wanted to do something unique here. And he's putting a good team together to do something unique here at the Crossing. And I'm excited about it. But with that, you know, we've been without a children's pastor for quite some time. And we looked, we actually hired a couple of agencies to try to find us some people, and everybody they brought us just didn't work out, and praying through it and just you know, talking to God about it. There's a situation that's happened that Diane has raised her hand to say, you know, I think the Lord wants to do more with my life and more with me in ministry. And so what we've done is we have a lady named Heidi Appling who's been doing children's ministry for decades and has done it in some big churches. And so she's coming in as a coach and a consultant working with Diane and the team. Well, Diane is now been promoted to a children's director and is developing in that to see if, hey, maybe God's called me to be a children's pastor. We'll see. So Diane is our children's director, and Heidi will be giving kind of vision and direction for ministry and working with Diane to bring that to pass. So y'all just give it up for Diane. She's done an awesome job. And the last one, I want to talk about is a little bittersweet, because I have an issue with God right now, because I'm like, you've turned me into a weeping prophet. I don't like that. All right, I want to be more like Isaiah, just hard, not, but it's more like Jeremiah. And I hope it ain't like Jeremiah where nobody listened to him. I hope that's not it. You know, judging from what the interns did a minute ago, it might be. I don't know. I'm going to keep taking shots. But anyway, Pastor Stephen has been, he really came in into ministry as a son of mine in ministry, and just to, I was mentoring him, pouring into his life. He felt called to ministry, and it's really cool what God has done with him. I think it's stinking awesome, to be honest. So he's realized over the past year or so, he and I have been walking together, that he feels called to be a counselor. And so he's going to be going back to college and getting his degree in counseling. He's really felt a call to that. I say it's bittersweet because, you know, he'll no longer be on staff with us, but he's still part of the family, you know. And I think it's awesome because really I believe that the Lord is will bring more people through being interns. Him and Cole were some of the first interns. I think they were the first interns we had, weren't y'all? Yeah. And we'll bring people through the internship program to send them out into a hurting world. Because truthfully, with the training he's received here and the training he'll receive at school, who better to help hurting people who would never come to a church than someone who's a counselor? So, man, I'm proud of you. Y'all give it up for Steve. So we're going to worship for a minute, and we're going to get moving with that and invite the Lord's presence into this thing so we can all seem to focus on him. So get up, find your place, whatever you want to do. But we're just going to worship for a few minutes.